when you realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks. It's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
Even with skewed death reporting, which we know is going on all over the place, this is a very serious virus. But so was the H1N1, the swine flu of 2009, which claimed the lives of 500,000 people. So was the Hong Kong flu of 1968, which claimed the lives of up to 4 million people. Flu is a nasty business. Now, do you remember these previous epidemics, pandemics? Probably not. Why? Because the media didn't freak us out over those. The country wasn't shut down. Healthy people were not quarantined. Schools weren't closed. Church services weren't canceled. Why not? Because COVID is a thoroughly politicized virus. And we're getting conflicting recommendations from the experts that get just a little more absurd every week.
Doctor, your colleague, Dr. Fauci, has suggested recently that goggles would work even better or in addition to. You're talking about masks. People have come around to the reality of that. Are we going to look at more demands based on what Dr. Fauci has said?
Well, I've seen really great face shields, and I've seen them around the country. You know, I've been out to 14 states. The administration sent me out, and I've gotten to see a lot of exciting face masks out there, and they can be decorated.
So exciting. They can be decorated, said
like
Debbie
that.
Birx. I know. Decorations? Wow. Everybody's wearing the mask and goggles.
Yeah. Suited to your individual taste.
Yes. Oh, you guys. You know, we're far into the summer now. We've been talking about this since the end of January, almost the entire year of 2020. Has been dedicated to talking about the nonsense, the deception, the fraud, the calculation by governments, the fear, the fear of the unknown. You name it, right? What have you learned? What have you learned about this year? Has this year woken people up? Is this year the year that you finally went, oh my gosh, what in the world? I don't know. When you look back on this year, What do you think, Uncle Milty?
I woke up quite a while ago, so I do see a lot of people waking up.
Mm-hmm.
My fear is that it's too late.
Mm.
I'm starting to wonder if it's just too late.
It's been a heinous year. I saw a video going around of two people on a roller coaster, and one was smiling and happy, and they labeled that 2019 and. One was 2020, and he was sliding through the seatbelt, and his face was all squished, and he was terrified and screaming. And it said, this is 2020. And I had a good chuckle because you couldn't help but laugh at this. But we've been in a world of hurt for a long time.
Yeah.
It's just, I think the COVID thing, as we're watching people don the mask and put it on, it's been tougher to watch because we're watching people wear that very visual representation of the government can do what they want and we'll go along with it. So that's been the hardest part for me. Certainly you can weigh in. Italy restaurants in Italy started putting up what's called the wine window. They did this during the plague. I swear we've lost centuries of medical science going through COVID. Nobody remembers they have immune system. Nobody remembers that we've had leaps and bounds in the medical world since the plague. But they reinstigated that from the plague times. And that's, it's a tough one to watch, you guys. This is hard. So I mentioned that because we really are, they're going back to the 1300s, even to the 1300s. Anyway,
you know, just to
the Black
throw
Plague.
This in, speaking of the plague, 4 hours ago, this headline hit, New Mexico man dies of plague. According to state officials, this is the first fatality of the plague since
the plague has made a comeback, huh?
2015. So the plague is coming back.
Oh, my.
They've got one death already.
They've got one. Well, my gosh, we need to all mask up for that one. So back, people were wondering, I just got, you know, okay, what is a wine window? It was to protect buyers and sellers from coming into close contact, sort of like your plexiglass at Home Depot. Kind of the same thing. Your plexiglass, they instigated this in the 1300s and in the 1600s.
Isn't that a kind of a thing like it has two doors that you open one side and somebody else on the other side can open it?
Yeah.
Like where you put your urine sample when you go to the doctor.
Like, or any kind of sample.
Yeah.
Yes. It's that cloak of, you know, we're not actually touching the same thing, although we are.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, forget that we're touching the same
thing.
The deniability factor. Yes. And so the Black Death of the 1300s, Italian plague of the 1600s, merchants did this, and it was socially distant precautioning ahead of time. And because of germs. Germs are now the enemy.
Saved a lot of lives.
Are you afraid of germs? I'm just asking.
I'm afraid of certain germs.
Oh.
I can't tell
certain
you exactly.
Certain people.
I can't tell you which ones.
Well, the wine windows sold wine and all kinds of things. And back in the day, see, the reason that those things spread was because we didn't have sanitation. We didn't have a lot of the things we have now. It actually couldn't run rampant now. What makes people think coronavirus will?
Maybe they need to go back and see some pictures of what it was like when instead of running water, we had running turds down the gutter.
Running turds. Yes, we did.
Yeah, I know. It was like that.
I know. So let me give you an example of the media deception and nonsense. They said wearing a mask, this was 2 months ago, and this was CNN, wearing a mask at home could stop coronavirus spread among family members, a study says. So, of course, I've got to see the study. You got to see the study. What do you mean? What study? Well, the study that was published in BMJ Global Health showed that wearing a mask at home was 79% effective, said CNN. 79% effective at preventing the spread of virus? But only when family members started wearing masks before symptoms emerged in the first person infected. Cleaning the house frequently with bleach or disinfectants was almost equally effective at 77%. Okay? Well, I had to go look at the study because we're us and we have to look at it. Here is the method of the study. In Beijing, China, they took 335 people. I know, a whole 335 people. In 124 families. See, they only have three people per family.
Yeah.
Made it easy. And with at least one laboratory confirmed COVID-19 case. But by the way, those are 50%, false positive, just saying. They conducted it for 1 month in Beijing, China. And the outcome of interest was secondary transmission of severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, within the family. And they said that this was the result. The result attack rate in families was 23% face masks used by the primary case and blah-bitty-blah, blah-bitty-gook, blah-bitty-gook. And they said it was 79% effective. And then it said that the daily use of chlorine and ethanol-based disinfectant in households was also around the same, 77% effective. So they don't really know which one was effective. but they're gathering that the masks by a small, slight percentage maybe was the catalyst. Then it said wearing a mask after illness onset of the primary case was not significantly protective.
So when there was an actual sick person and they had a problem.
It didn't matter. This was CNN's study.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is CNN's study. This is the study that one of your governors or one of your mayors would cite.
They call it science.
It's called science, and it was 335 people strong. Yes, in China, and they gave the results to us and told us that this is what happened, but wearing a mask after illness onset was not significantly protective.
Is that the same China they're telling us not to trust today?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, it actually really concluded nothing. In fact, it really didn't know what it was actually going after. The study didn't include very many people. It barely included test positive in the mix. And then, of course, they didn't know whether it was any of those things. And of course, some of the people that tested positive didn't have anything. you know what they said? They said the masks worked because people didn't get sick, even though they weren't if you're not exhibiting anything, you're not coughing and sneezing and doing all those things, you're a healthy person wearing a mask, you can't transmit anything. So then they were like saying it came out 79% effective because the other people in the household didn't get sick. So they, instead of saying your immune system worked, not only for the COVID test positive person, they said it was the masks. And CNN kept citing this same study over and over again as proof that almost up to 80% you were saved by the mask. It was the immune system. And in some cases, the immune system didn't even need to kick in because it was a false positive.
Yep.
There you go.
Sounds pretty reasonable.
Yeah, that's their huge testing that went on. They have to scrape the bottom of the barrel testing to even put it out there. To try to shore up a case for face masks. That's how sad this is getting. And when I was reading our mayors of our cities here in my local area came up with this proclamation, whereas you will wear the mask based on the fact that it is four times the amount of deaths than the flu, even though that's not the case at all. 260,000 respiratory flu cases of death per year on average in America, only 160 some odd thousand of COVID, labeled COVID fakely. Mm-hmm. So, you know, come on, you do the math. It's far less. But this is the kind of, these are the tests that they're citing. These are the kinds of things that are being cited for the nonsensical numbers. So I just had to share that with you because when you finally dig into the tests, then you go, oh, so this is how they pathetically found the result that they were looking for.
Of course.
335 people. Anyway. Mm. And not a mention of the immune system in this whole entire study. Not even a mention. Not even a courtesy mention. So I just wanted to let you guys know the stuff that they're. It's just, it's so deceptive is what it is. It's so deceptive on the media's part. They did win the gold medal, CNN, in the non-self-awareness Olympics. Yeah, they're totally not aware that they're a deceptive organization. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Let the sun beat down upon my face. Stars fill my dream.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. You can call up 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Happy to have you. And also, Biden announced Kamala Harris as his running mate. That little duo will be not debating, of course, and strictly staying at home with their masks on while and virtue signaling. What a duo. And just to remind you, just a little Kamala for you. Here you go. If you didn't listen to the last hour, just here's 20 seconds of Kamala being Kamala Harris. By the way, she really doesn't have much of a Well, her history is just really strange. But anyway, here's Kamala.
Folks wanted to know a song I listen to while working out. I don't. I watch Morning Joe. A presidential song for anyone. One Nation Under a Groove by Funkadelic. One Nation Under a Groove. Getting down just for the funk of it. Can I get it on the... Wow! I hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Just bury us now. That's Kamala. It's about the best that women could do was Kamala. The highest position in the land. That's what we got. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Good to know. Good to know. I was reviewing a letter, hat tip to Erica, by the way. I was reviewing a letter where the school districts are putting it upon themselves, as they say their legal team is helping them do this, that they are going to vet your medical exemption for your child on whether they can wear a mask or not. But it has to be vetted by their group because they want to approve your doctor's note. See, your doctor's note may not be good enough for the school districts, and they want to make sure that it is. Now, I don't think there's any legal grounds to do that, but they're actually going to throw some people's medical letters to the ground because they don't agree with where it came from or where it's worded. I'm not quite sure. That's the pathetic school boards we have now. And it's really, no matter what state you're listening to this show from, it's pathetic. It's sad. You guys, we're in a world of hurt here.
Aren't most school boards, aren't they filled with medical doctors?
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah. No. No. But they're going to determine whether your medical exemption is appropriate
valid.
Enough, valid
yeah.
enough. Yes. Whether it meets their very strict guidelines as administrators. These people are so sickening. I don't have any respect for those people.
We have a real problem with the schools.
Yeah.
There's no question.
It's pathetic. And so they're actually saying, well, our legal team, but we can't really tell you the details, but our legal team told us to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But we can't tell you.
But we can't tell you the details.
Because it's only a public school.
Right. So we were actually looking at a Philadelphia teacher.
Yeah, a Philadelphia public school
as well.
Teacher is concerned, Kate.
Oh, why?
Because he, with virtual learning, he happens to be afraid that the parents can listen in on what he's teaching their children.
Well, what's he so afraid of the parents hearing?
Well, you know, he might be teaching them if they come to school with a little racist attitude or homophobia, and he's going to correct that and destabilize that in the child's mind. And, you know, the parents might not like that.
Yeah. So is he teaching a class on?
Well, he's an English teacher.
Oh.
But apparently he teaches sexuality too.
And a little gender studies and a little racism studies on top of it?
He has realized, what's really bothering him is he's realizing now how much students have depended on the exclusionary wall around them in the physical classroom to prevent their parents from spying on them, what the teachers are doing.
Oh, my gosh. And this guy is just an English teacher.
He's an English teacher, yeah, in the Pennsylvania school, public school system.
Matthew K. So he's worried about the virtual experience, what it will do for equity and inclusion work that apparently he has put upon himself besides teaching how to write a term paper and a reference of books to read. He is teaching gender equity.
Well, what he tweeted was, conversations about race are in my wheelhouse, he said.
Oh, in his wheelhouse.
In his wheelhouse as an English teacher. And remain a concern in this no-walls environment.
Right.
I am most intrigued by the damage that helicopter snowplow parents can do in the host conversations about gender or sexuality. That's where he's most concerned.
Oh, well, most concerned. So it's the parents that are helicopters. He's not helicoptering gender equality.
No.
Equity, I'm sorry, right? He's not the one that's helicoptering his wheelhouse of racism. Oh, it's the parents. It's the parents that are the ones that are to blame.
So he
Interesting.
Says... He says his chief concern, of course, are conservative parents.
Well, of course.
But he also knows that the damage can come from the left also. If we are engaged, he says, if we as teachers are engaged in the messy work of destabilizing a kid's racism, homophobia, or transphobia, how much do we want their classmates' parents piling on?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Like, the parents have no business whatsoever being involved in their child's education.
Yes.
Period.
Yes. You let the little helicoptery Matthew Kay, who teaches English at Science Leadership Academy in Philadelphia, to take care of that good old parenting for you. You don't... You don't have to worry about a thing. He's got it covered with his wheelhouse, apparent wheelhouse of racism and gender equity. That's exciting.
Wow.
I'm glad all teachers are not like this, but this is a really, really sad message. That they would be afraid of conservative parents listening in as they try to brainwash a child.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm not saying this out of any reason, because he made it clear that his concern was more about sexuality than racism.
Uh-huh.
But he is black, this teacher, too.
Interesting.
So, but as a black man, his real concern is your children's sexuality, not their racism.
Oh. Hmm. Wow. Where are the Matthew? Why can't we have more Matthew Kays in the world?
We should fill the schools with
them. We could literally give up parenting and just hand it over. He seems to have it figured out. Good.
I'm thrilled.
Jeez, you guys.
For those of you that live in Philadelphia, I'll pray for you.
Yeah. I wonder how much more of that is going on.
Who knows?
I think we have kind of a sense of complacency because... Let me put it this way. I know some good teachers. I know some good conservative teachers. We have conservative Dr. Duke Pest on the show. Mm-hmm. I know there are some that really get it. And I think we have a sense of complacency, always thinking that your area, wherever that area is, you know, you're not going to see this. But it's interesting that these stories keep coming out and keep coming out and keep coming out in this last decade. And so the only thing I can take from that is that there are an awful lot of teachers that feel this way too. And if that's the case, I'm really sad for our kids, because as we shove them in all masked up into schools, the disservice that we're doing, the schools are now trying to get out of doing a medical mandate by judging your doctor's letters too, on whether or not they go to school terrified and with the cooties and all of the other nonsense, you know, that they must think they have in order to go to school. There's still never been one documented case of a student giving a teacher COVID-19. Even in their fraudulent numbers, they couldn't even come up with one. Nope. But here we are.
And they're
becoming that strict. Can you even imagine? Can you even imagine knowing that not one case in the entire world that's ever happened, but you're so strict that you're going to provide another committee of people to look and judge somebody's medical exemption? There was a store locally where somebody walked in with a disabled person and they said, this disabled person cannot wear a mask. I mean, it was very evident that they could not wear a mask, okay? And the store said, sorry, get out. So the person called corporate, and this was Van Heusen, I think. They called corporate, and the corporate stood by that and said, too bad. It's not discrimination.
Van Heusen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice company.
Yeah. There's a lot of those kind of companies. You'd be so shocked, I think, at how many companies are really going to get behind this whole bandwagon.
Well, they like the control, too, because if they can stay in the marketplace,
right,
eventually we'll be told we have to buy Van Heusen clothing.
See, so true.
If they can stay up there with the government.
Isn't that nice? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
I just want to touch base with you guys a little bit on on school boards.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
In my state, and I know this because I go to a couple school board meetings a year, which is there's never a parent there.
Right.
There, it really isn't. It's cobwebs. And these Hippocratic people sit up there in their throne, and they'll have people come in and they'll say, what a great job you did, Billy. You got an award, and shake their hand and take a picture. And then at the very, very end of the meeting, it's just like a council meeting in your town.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll say any questions, right?
Right, right.
And if you bring up a question, they look down upon you. They give you that snub look. But almost all of the school board members are ex-teachers, current teachers, and current administrators.
Hmm.
So it's kind of like, you know, it's the good old boys club.
Yeah.
And nobody really runs for the school board. It's nobody understands school boards and how much power they have, because our taxes in New Jersey, 71% of your tax money goes to the schools.
Jeez.
And like I had told you before, my house is worth around $220,000, and I pay over $8,000 a year in taxes.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So out of that $8,000, $6,000 of it goes to the school.
Oh,
and that's every year. And, you know, and of course, you know, they're constantly building and constantly building. The more money gets dumped into a school doesn't mean the kids come out smarter.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of fraud and a lot of waste that goes on. And I'm sure that goes on in every state in the country.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to make people aware of that, the school boards and city council members are one and the same.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're
really
welcome.
Appreciate that, Steve from New Jersey. Appreciate that.
It's just another government bureaucracy.
Well, and they'll work in unison. They'll never, ever have a separate voice from each other. They'll never stand up for anything. They will go along. They will do whatever the governor says. They do not have a voice of their own. I have learned this, trust me, after 9 years of this on the radio. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You got 30 seconds.
Oh, hi, Kate.
Hi.
Quickly, the only way to really defeat this thing is for somebody to organize all of us who are against masks and the coming vaccine.
Right.
And if you learn anything from Black Lives Matter, it takes a small group to really make a big impact. And I'm not saying burn down buildings or anything.
Right.
No, but if hundreds showed up at Harmon's or at Mayor Pike's front lawn or something, it would begin to make a difference.
Thank you for that. I'll address that on the way back, because there are small groups, and I'll share one with you right when we come back on the Kate Daly Show. I'll share one with you. Even locally, I'll share one with you.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I would be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Put in the code Kate, my first name, K-A-T-E, and you'll get 35% off and free shipping right now. It's a killer deal, and it's also a fantastic product. I take it myself, and I love it. So does my husband. My husband was just telling somebody the other day. Actually, it was Chris Hatton Hall. He was like, I don't get sick with this product. This product's amazing. And she was asking all kinds of questions about it. You know, Balance of Nature really is a great product. 31 fruits and vegetables every single day in 3 caplets of veggies and 3 caplets of fruits. You just can't go wrong. I mean, you're getting all those nutrients. And it's a vine-ripened fruit right at that peak of freshness. And they have a 10-step process in which they dial that down, take out the air and water, and leave you the nutrients. I mean, you can't go wrong. Please get this product and up your own immune system. We are really going to need our vitamins. And make sure that you're doing this. Balance of Nature is fantastic. Balanceofnature.com. Just put in my name, Kate, and get the discount and the free shipping and get it out to you immediately. Do you want to talk about some rumors? You want to have some fun?
Sure.
You know, it's interesting. Back in the day, when I did the Oprah show, I had an agent in Hollywood that lived down the street from Jack Nicholson. And he was watching the Oprah show that I was on and wanted to represent me. So he reached out. And he actually covered some of the Jacksons. He covered some of the, you know, all these different clients in Hollywood, right? And I remember sitting at lunch with him, and he told me, he said, you know when you pick up Star Magazine and you read through Star Magazine? He said, did you know that there's a truth nugget in every single story? But he said, you know, 80% of the story could be false, 50%, 20%, but there's always truth. So when you pick that up, just know that there's always truth to that, they go, you know, kind of far past the mark on it, whatever. And I have always found that kind of interesting. Well, you know, that was years ago. So I wanted to run some rumors by you that are floating around Hollywood right now and see what you think. Okay. Because I think there are some truth to some of these things, too. Number one, Charles Bronson. Do you remember Charles Bronson?
I sure do.
Okay. I guess the military records, his military records contained a series of cognitive tests that explain the short, terse, literal answers he gave to reporters' questions throughout his career.
Yeah.
And they actually said that he was actually a little more Forrest Gump.
He was illiterate.
Yes. And his wife, Jill Ireland, kept trying to cover for him all the time. Mm-hmm. And people kept trying to talk for him all the time. And he used to say, it's just that I don't like to talk very much. But they kept propping him up as a movie star without ever coming to terms with saying that.
But he was able to memorize his lines.
Mm-hmm.
It probably was a lot of work for him.
Yes. Yes. You know?
But he was a successful actor.
Yeah, because he...
Determined,
because he had other people that were covering for him, and people in his movies would cover for him. And they just wanted to kind of keep him on the peripheral.
And it just goes to show that you can have an issue like that and still be successful.
Yes.
At whatever you do.
Yes. Here's another rumor in Hollywood. Tom Hanks has you know, been asked to get the first vaccine shot, first in his country. And... which would be interesting because he had already tested positive, so he wouldn't have needed it. That's interesting. That is interesting. We'll have to keep an eye on that and why Tom Hanks would be the face of that vaccine.
Maybe they want to get rid of him.
Yeah. He just got Greek citizenship in December, so that was kind of interesting, too. All right. Mark Zuckerberg has a TikTok coming out because it might get banned here. He has a version coming out. This month. That's interesting.
Probably comes straight out of China.
Yes. Okay, here's... Don't you know it?
Yeah.
Here's another one. Everybody looks at the Muppets and thinks the Muppets are just fine, right? There's a darker side to the Muppets, okay? And Jim Henson wanted people to think it was a wholesome show and wanted to sucker people in with those shows, thinking that. But it was the movies that he was behind that showed his true, sort of like true vision, right? So the Jim Henson Company, they had television shows, The Muppets and Fraggle Rock and Sesame Street. He made parents feel like it was safe to take kids to see his movies because of his shows. So Dark Crystal, The Age of Resistance, and Dark Crystal and Labyrinth. The movie Labyrinth was essentially about mind control, rituals, blood sacrifice, disguised as a children's movie. He wanted people to go to those movies to get them used to the ideas and think of them as normal later in life.
Wow.
That's kind of an interesting one, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was never a big Muppet fan, and my children weren't Muppet fans either, so.
Yeah.
That was never an issue.
Here's an interesting one from the way back of the way back of the way back machine. But this was about Prince Victor Albert Victor, Duke of Clarence, Queen Victoria's grandson. And this has been circulating for years, but he was in an arranged engagement to marry a woman, Mary of Teck, who did later become queen and heir apparent to George VIII to the British throne behind his father. Edward. Anyway, this grandson was also rumored to have been Jack the Ripper. Yeah, this was never proved, but the rumors have been floating around for so long about this and have stuck and have never gone away. And the grandson was kind of strange and scary looking. He had a freakishly like long neck and long arms and behaved almost as if, well, he was probably a little bit more on the autistic scale. And he also had an unusually close relationship with a man who was his tutor. And it was that same tutor who was locked up in an insane asylum after reportedly having a mental breakdown when he heard about the grandson's engagement. And lots of rumors about homosexual activity and deviant and kind of sadomasochistic tendencies around the grandson. But it was rumored for years and years and years that he was Jack the Ripper, but they didn't want to disclose that.
I'll be darned.
I know. That's kind of a strange one, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, rumors around Hollywood. Another one is that remember, do you remember when Steve Bing committed suicide? I say in air quotes. He was that producer guy. That came about because, and that's why Ghislaine got arrested eventually, because he was in those circles too. So he was married to that British actress that was married to Hugh from the Notting Hill movie. Yeah. If you remember her. But anyway, he was kind of big on the scene. There's a lot of those. Also, I want to say Scooter Braun. Scooter Braun's got an interesting relationship with a lot of different people. His grandparents, they say, escaped out of Germany. His Jewish grandparents from Hungary. And there's not much history on Scooter Braun, but at a very young age, he kind of came about and became this very powerful mogul in Hollywood. He has a movie thing called Schoolboys is what it's called. And he was the one that founded Justin Bieber and controls the careers of a lot of people. Here's another one. Elon Musk is very good friends with Al Chapo's wife. And they say that there might be some money laundering going on there. Like you buy 50,000 automobiles that never had to be built, or you buy clothes that never had to be made, or lots of money laundering going on. And you know what the thing is I would actually suspect that. Here's one about John Bolton. This is a rumor going around Hollywood right now. He and his wife are swingers. I'm like,
John Bolton?
Yeah. And that he paid her off. And
the government Bolton?
Yes, and that there are people willing to talk and that they've got group sex allegations on them and all kinds of interesting things, yes.
Wow.
You know, it goes to show you, though, that there's so many rumors like this going around that about politicians and things like that involved in the same kinds of things that you just wonder if anyone has any moral caliber at all. Politics whatsoever anymore. Doesn't that kind of remind you of that? It'd be hard to find somebody.
But here's kind of how I look at some of that.
If these things are true.
If you take a person's life.
Right, right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of it depends on when they were born.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were born at a time where you were in your mid-20s to mid-30s when swinging was popular, you might have forayed into that for a moment or two, but never become a lifetime, pervert. So if you did that, should you be labeled for the rest of your life a swinger if somebody knows that about
Interesting.
You?
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. It
seems like there's
I think that happens a lot.
Maybe. I don't know. It's gross to me, so I can't even imagine. Also, do you remember Stanley Kubrick?
Mm-hmm.
And how there's been a lot of questions, like him and George Carlin, there's a lot of questions about their deaths. You know, were they actually the deaths we heard about, or were they taken out? But in that movie Eyes Wide Shut that he did with Tom Cruise, right? And what's her bucket? His wife, Nicole Kidman. That he actually wanted to make the movie about all the pedophile rings that we've discussed on the show. And he had to take 95% of it out of that movie. Do you remember how terrifying the movie? Okay, he took 95% out of that movie, and then that was the movie he put up.
Wow.
Was only 5%, and that's all they would allow him to release on that. He had all these other scenes shot, all these other reveals on what was actually going on around the globe with politicians and Hollywood, but he actually pared it down and he was taken out anyway. That's sort of the rumor in Hollywood. Mm. So, a couple of things. You know, when it comes right down to it, it doesn't shock me anything that comes out of Hollywood. Right now, it's the popularity of, there was a picture of George Hamilton. You remember the suntan George Hamilton?
Oh, yeah.
And how haggard he was looking during this pandemic, and how he couldn't get his vampire plasma, you know, circulating through his system, and how Peter Thiel, the Silicon investor behind eBay and behind all of those projects, and then Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison and Larry Page and all of these people, are so obsessed with living forever. They don't want to just live to 120 years old. They want to be immortal.
Yeah.
And afraid to pass out of this life. And you'll hear a lot more about this drive to do anything and everything they can to be immortal and live forever.
It's very gross and strange. For the fountain of youth.
They
search for it all the time.
Yeah. Disney wanted to be, wasn't he put on ice? He was put on ice.
Cryogenic.
Yeah. So they could live forever. And you have to think, you know, are they afraid to die, or is it they just want to be here? And I don't know. I think they're more afraid.
I also want to live for all eternity.
Do you?
Yeah, with my Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Yes. This is a strange world.
Not here in this body.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Strange world. Also, there were some rumors about Saudi Arabia and Saudi Arabia having, you know, just some certain things that Salman had been vilified in the press, and that he first attained his position and in 2015. And of course, he wanted to see Saudi Arabia not used as a way station for sex trafficking.
Mm.
That's kind of an interesting one, because I don't know what to believe when it comes out of Saudi Arabia.
Well, there was there was some talk also that President Trump has actually a good relationship with Salman, and that they're very close, and that Salman has told the president, "You're the boss."
Interesting. Because when he took over that position from the guy that was there for so long in power, that person has been kind of out there and known to be a trafficker. Mm-hmm. So the only reason we wanted to have a little bit of fun in this segment of the show today, and just kind of, it also has such a dark side to it, because so many of the rumors in Hollywood are so circulating the stories that you're hearing about. And be very aware that a lot of those stories are very, very true. That there is a lot of more sex trafficking than you would think coming out of Hollywood. And that you should never let children near Hollywood for the stuff that gets done to them.
This is always the problem in our society.
Right.
We have this aversion to wanting to believe that that much evil can exist.
I know. And you get used.
But it does.
Yep, we get used to the propaganda and seeing so many things that we think are healthy and okay and good, and yet there's this huge underbelly dark side. But you know what though? For the first time, truly, it's coming out left and right, and it can't be avoided.
That's right.
Yeah, and this year has been an incredible year to shine a light on that too. So that's good. That's great news.
There are many people that think this is the eternal battle of good and evil going on right now.
Well, I'm not going to disagree. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow with Melissa and Susan, and a lot going on this week. And of course, I'll be back. We'll be back. Everybody have a good one. Be faithful, be fearless, and hit the podcast too, katedalyradio.com. Thanks, Uncle Milty.
Uh-huh.
And see you back here tomorrow.